switch forward to my agenda here to see what order we're going in. All right, so we will start with welcome and introductions. Andrew, I'm going to ask you if either you or Brenda has a roster so we can do a roll call to keep the introductions orderly.
Sure, I can pulling that back up. So, Alan Silvestri, are you here?
Al Sylvester is certainly here.
Eileen Akers, are you here, Madam Vice Chairman?
Yes, I am.
No particular order now. Beth Rival, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Andrea Giudice, are you here?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Stephen Fall, are you here?
Yes, we are.
Kathy Guzman, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Mary Silverberg, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Brenda Utter, are you here?
Yes.
Astrid Farrenpool, are you here? Going once, going twice, no. Samuel Pride, are you here? Going once, going twice. Steve Famagletti, are you here? Going once, going twice. So, just double checking. That's the roll. Three absent, including DSS, and eight present.
All right, very good. Okay, then, so we are ready to... Oh, wait, you know what? Before we do that, is there anyone on the phone or on Zoom who has not otherwise been identified? I would ask you to please identify yourself now.
Hi, Al. This is Amy Porter. I am joining today.
Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mary Burgard, also here.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Bo Prehab.
Hi. Lauren St. Amand, BESBE Volunteer Program, Adult Services.
Chris Lattis, Adult Services Supervisor.
Tyrell Sampson, Business Enterprise Program Supervisor.
Zach Moore, VR Secretary, will be taking the meeting minutes.
Andrew Norton, Legislative Liaison, Aging and Disability Services. And I can speak for Catherine Sum, who was able to join us at the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay, very good. All right, then. Any others?
Brenda Lamar, Administrative Assistant, Voc Rehab.
Very good. One more time. Any others? All right, hearing none, let's proceed to the next agenda item then. Done with welcome and introductions. Public comment is next. I have a request from Beth Rival to... We must pose some questions and deliver some remarks. So I'm going to give you the floor now, Beth, and then we will continue with the public comment section when you are done.
Okay. You can all hear me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So NFB had a few questions that they just wanted clarified before we move forward into the January legislative session. And the first one is, back in 2014, Voc Rehab Services changed. They used to serve 18 and older. Back in 2014, they switched to 14-year-old and older. Back then, is that still true?
Well, actually, the timeline as far as that is inaccurate. We've actually always, for as long as I can remember since I've been here, which is 20 years, served individuals 14 and over.
That's what I just said.
When WIOA passed back in 2014 is probably the timeline you're thinking of. They incorporated a pre-employment transition services, pre-ed services, we call it, and they're set aside funds. Well, it's part of our budget, but you have to spend a certain amount towards pre-employment transition services. And the state has to agree on what the pre-ed's age is. And for us and BRS, we collaborated with the age of 16. So we can't serve individuals 14 and 15 under pre-ed's funding, but we could still serve them under Voc Rehab funding. So that's never changed, actually. We've always actually worked with individuals 14 and older.
And under 14, the schools would be responsible for paying?
Yes, under 14 is well, we work collaboratively with them at over 14 and over, but yeah, every from birth to aging out or graduation, the Children's Services.
Okay, and how does Connecticut match the allotment?
For the federal
government.
For the pre-eds? Well, right now what we're doing is we have three transition staff. We have two transition counselors and a transition coordinator, which unfortunately is vacant right now as part of my update, but we're going to be, you know, interviewing for that position soon. So that their salaries, if they're providing pre-eds funding, go towards the pre-eds funding. So if it's a pre-ed service, that part of their salary is allotted towards pre-eds. We also provide a lot of services. We have them go to camps, work-based learning, just anything that's under the definition of a pre-employment transition services is counted towards that 15% set aside. So.
Okay. And do we have a commissioner for the blind? Or did we consolidate?
Is that now a bigger question than VR?
As far as the agency goes, that's a bigger question.
Yeah. Do we have a commission for the blind? Well, you have this board, which isn't a commission. It's what it is, an advisory board for the Department of Aging and Disability Services. And within the Department of, I'm not trying to be cute here, within the Department of Aging and Disability Services, there is a Bureau of Education and Services for the Blind that employs about 80 people, a few clerical, but mostly, most of them are direct field staff, teachers, VR counselors, we have teachers, O&M instructors, we have technologists, business enterprise managers, or field reps. I probably left someone out and I'll get in trouble. So about 80 people are under the Bureau of Education and Services for the Blind. It's not a commission. It's a somewhat substantial division within this agency.
Okay, so we didn't consolidate back years ago.
Well, BSB was a standalone state agency until 2011. And
right.
then it was brought in with other pieces of agencies to create the new Department of Rehabilitation Services, which got renamed a couple years ago, but it's only the name changed, really, in reflecting the fact that the legislature then, 4 years ago, gave us the aging program, the ombudsman programs, and they said, let's get aging in the name. And frankly, putting the name disability seemed favorable as opposed to rehabilitation, because it's kind of more of an understandable word to the average person. And so BSB is a part of Aging and Disability Services. So there was a merger in 2011.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So we are a division now and not an agency. But everyone who worked here the day before was still working here the day after.
Right. Is Brian Sigmund's application for his position online?
No, this is Amy Porter. There's no position posted at this time. We are working with our human resources business partner and the Department of Administrative Services. As I said at the NFB chapter meeting, we are taking a little time to kind of look at what we need to do moving forward. Brian's retirement is just one of many other anticipated retirements, so trying to figure out the best structure to make sure that all of the customers that we serve continue to get high quality services. So trying to look at that, trying to understand what the implications are. So there is not a position posted.
Well, NFB believes that there should be, because he was a very important part for us as far as communicating and keeping in touch with us, and we believe that position needs to stay in place moving forward. training classes. Hold on. I'm very slow with Braille. But that's because I wasn't taught. Training classes. Hold on.
Is there more to the question? Or
yes, there is.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Sorry. Training classes on best practices as far as check.
I'm sorry, as far as what? You say that
as
again?
As far as best practices, can we check with other states like New Jersey on what they do?
That's a good idea, I guess. We can do that. Is the NFB suggesting that New Jersey is a good place to look as far as services to be copied?
Yes.
Or
okay. Yes, because they do things like they work with infancy and up.
In their state agency.
Yeah.
Okay.
An example for me would be, we've got a member who is in her 70s, just turned legally blind, just lost her husband last year, completely out of the border as far as comfort. And instead of waiting for Besby to decide whether to pay for her independent learning, she paid for herself to go to the Carroll Center. We don't think that's right for her. That's pretty unfair for someone newly blinded to make all those arrangements and do that herself. But that's just what NFB believes. And this is not personal. I'm just relaying questions. My last question, sorry, don't drag this on, is OID. I don't know if you guys know that. That's older, independent plans for seniors. Does anybody know that? And do we have it in Connecticut? And what is it? Because we don't see it happening.
I'm not familiar with those initials, but I'm glad to learn them. But Chris may have something to say.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yep.
So, the older individuals with blindness. So that, we do get a substantial amount of funding every year from the Rehab Services Administration, and we are preparing now our annual report on the number of seniors, that we've served, older individuals. It's 55 and up by that definition. And so I was reviewing the numbers. We had 621 clients served who were 55 and over this fiscal year, the federal fiscal year, I should say, that ended September 30th. We are in regular contact with the Technical Assistance Center for the OIB program. That will continue on into the future, but you know, this has been happening. I've only been here 17 years, but we were reliant on that funding for quite a long while beforehand, and we continue to rely on that funding to support the services for most of our clients 55 and up.
And is it matched with federal funding?
That is federal funding.
Oh, okay.
100%.
100%? What is it for seniors? Because we realize that we've bombarded the state agency with baby boomers, but some of us have already passed away, so we're into that now.
So that is, Beth, I can say that that is about $320,000. Does that sound right, Chris?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. We also do get state funding. Which is down to about $48,000 in the last several years. And we combine that funding. We use that funding largely to buy equipment, aids and devices in bulk that we then distribute to clients. So some of that money also, that's state money, and some of that money goes to support our clients who are over 55 as well.
Okay, thank you. What about Lisa Tangway? She took a leave of absence. Is she gone for good?
I don't know. She took a leave of absence, which was approved by our human resources until January 1st.
Okay.
And I couldn't
to
tell
be determined.
You. Yeah. Thank you for understanding. That's to be determined. We'll find
sure.
out.
Okay. We just believe that there are two very important positions that need to be refilled. So there will be some.
Yes, but
we cannot. Lisa Tangway's on a leave of absence, so her position.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I hear that.
Discussion for refill. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Beth. Any further public comment?
Al.
Steve, go ahead.
Before I start, did you receive the three areas that we could add to the agenda or no?
Yes, I did. And we are going to take them up as part of the Bureau update. And at
okay,
that time...
Well, I won't discuss those. I'll let you handle it.
Yeah,
I'm going to
give you and Eileen the floor at that time. I have the questions verbatim, but I'm going to leave it to you to pose them.
Okay, well, before, I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members, and Commissioner Amy Porter and other guests. I wanted to thank the adult services and any other people that were involved in terms of getting the large print calendars out. I heard from some consumers, and they're hoping that this will occur again next year. It is hoped by then that we will be able to get them out a little bit earlier than we did this year, but we thank you all for the efforts to get them out. They've been a great help, and I'm hoping that this will be in the budget for next year. My other thought is I'm hoping during, because of the pandemic and Brian and others that have left, it is my hope that the advisory board will be able to be involved with any type of transitioning program to help with the future of GASB and the services. I think it's critical that that we get input from, you know, the staff, everybody on the staff, what their thinking is, as well as our board members. So again, I thank you, and I look forward to working with all of you to make this a brighter and better future. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. Thanks, Steve. Let me just switch over to the agenda here so I can see what the next item is. Check here right now. Anybody have an agenda in front of them?
I do, Eileen. Minutes from 30 September 2021 for action.
Okay, do I have a motion to adopt?
Beth Rival
so moves.
I make a motion to adopt.
All right, Beth Rival moves. I hear Eileen seconds. Any discussion? Any changes? Anything we've missed? Any mistakes? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Pass. All right, let me see if I can switch over. And I still cannot switch over. Right. Anybody have an agenda in front of them? What's the next item?
I do. I can help with this, Al.
Okay.
Under new business, the first item is Blind Americans Equality Day update.
All right, Eileen, I'm going to give you and Steve the floor on that because you have been most recently involved with it. And Andrew, if you have anything that you can add, I would appreciate your stepping in.
Sure.
Okay, the two areas that I'm familiar with are Katie Wiseman for the Blinded Vets they once again this year have prepared a booklet of creative projects by the vets. They did one last year for Blind Americans Equality Day, and they did one this year as well, which could be writing, it could be art, whatever form of expression a vet wanted to use to put into this publication that was done. And the only other event that I'm familiar with is the announcement by BSBE in conjunction with the Department of Transportation for the use of AIRA services. I think most people are familiar with that. It works through, and Andrea or somebody else may have to correct me a bit, but I believe it works through both iPhones and Android, and this allows a person who is blind or visually impaired to talk to a live person who has been trained and vetted to do things, anything they want. And so this is now an 18-month program free of charge, which is a significant cost savings for people who are interested in getting involved with AIRA. I personally have my own subscription, and it's incredible to be able to connect with someone who can help with all sorts of things. Obviously, a real emphasis with the BSBE program would be for transportation, but my understanding is that anybody signing up for this program through BSBE and DOT could use AIRA as, for any of the usual services that would be available through that program. I guess that's my comment on what I know about Pride Americans Equality Day.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. Stephen, speaking. My concern with the whole process with Blind Equality Day, here's the question. We usually have a proclamation read on the day, but the question that came up when we first did this was, how do we make the writing on the proclamation become alive to the citizens of our state? Just reading something these days, because we're so bombarded with so much information, it makes little impact. And I always recommend that when we're doing the Blind Equality Day, that the first thing we need to consider, what items, what projects will do that for us. The second thing I noticed, that there are two or three other disability groups that have things going on that month, and we might want to consider working together so we can get a greater impact on the consumers, our politicians, and so on and so forth. But I hate to see the day just go away and nothing is done. I think we really need to make that a work group, and we got to get two or three people working on that, because that can really help us in the long run if we do it right.
If Stephen and Eileen are done, I have something to add.
Yeah, I'm done.
Me too.
So the IRA, and we actually, they invited themselves. I coordinated a meeting with DOT and someone from the IRA company with the BSBE leadership team a couple of weeks ago. And they're keen on getting more people signed up. A couple of three weeks ago, they said they'd had about 75 people take the survey. You have to take the survey to sign up. So I don't know how many subscriptions they've given away, and Eileen's right, they're free. They would cost many hundreds of dollars if you were just buying it. and it's good between, well, you could have started in October, you could have signed up quickly after Blind America's Equality Day, that's when the announcement was made, and we sent an email to every BESBE client for whom we have an email, and we actually did that again. I worked with DOT because they were hoping to put out another email, and we did it again. And I asked whether people who are clients got the email a few days ago.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I did survey too.
Okay. So the push is to use it in conjunction with the use of public transportation. That's why the DOT is involved. However, if you get, as Eileen was saying, if you get the subscription, you also get their assistance with other essential life services, which could mean shopping or a doctor's appointment, etc. I think there's a limit. Like, they wouldn't help you play Scrabble, right? But they would do a lot of things that are key. It's a long list of things they'll help with, in addition to helping you board a train or a bus or figure out a schedule. That's their impetus. So we did cooperate with them by sending a reminder email to people. And the next step I liked, and this is something Brian worked on with IRA and with DOT, one of the last things he worked on before he left. And so it could be a really good service. I don't know whether some people might be apprehensive the way we all might be when you join something for free and you know in 15 months, you know, it won't be free anymore. It's possible that they might keep up the funding and keep it free. We'll see. But I think it might still be interesting for people to join, to learn how well it works, learn how well it works for our clients and public transportation. So we're hoping people sign up. And so we've made that push. And the next push would be to get some of our staff to mention it. Not necessarily as an automatic check this box every time you meet a client, but to see if staff can't be part of encouraging people to sign up. So I'm in ongoing communication with DOT people about that.
I'd like to suggest that the IRA people would maybe come to a meeting, one of our board meetings, and offer a presentation and take some questions, because I'm sure that a lot of people have questions. I certainly would have questions before I would feel comfortable using the service, and I'm sure many others feel the same way. So if that could be arranged in the near future, either at the March or June meeting, the sooner the better, obviously, I think that would be a great help to us.
Okay, thank you, Al. That's a good idea. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This is Eileen. I think it would also be helpful. Many of us are affiliated with other organizations, and we really should get out there and encourage members of our organizations to look into this. And to me, one of the key features is these people are trained, and they're also vetted. So I know there are some services where people can call in and get sighted assistance. But to me, one of the advantages of this one is that they are vetted, and because I'm always concerned about my personal safety, and I feel very safe using this service.
That's good to know.
Yeah, that is really good to know. I agree. All right, any further comments on Blind Americans Equality Day? All right, hearing none. I'll move on to the next item, which is Vocational Rehabilitation State Plan Work Group. Mary, I'm going to give you the floor on this one.
Okay. Well, we met with, there's nine members that between the State Rehab Council and the Advisory Board, six from the State Rehab Council and three from the Advisory Board. We've met twice to redo or kind of create goals for our state plan. It's upcoming that we need to revise our federally unified state plan. So this is one step in that process to help develop goals. So we met, and we've actually made a lot of progress in a very short amount of time. We also got some input from our Voc Rehab staff as well.